Let's turn now to another tough issue, abortion. The House is expected to pass legislation today that would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy, but President Obama is highly unlikely to sign the bill. However, the latest debate comes as a new study in the New England Journal of Medicine examines what happens when severely premature infants get intensive medical intervention. Researchers looked at 357 infants born after just 22 weeks in the womb. 310 of those infants died within 12 hours, but 7 survived without moderate to severe medical complications like blindness or cerebral palsy. And that's surprising to medical experts. Abortion rights activists say the new research has no impact on current laws, but anti-abortion advocates say it could influence public opinion. Eliza Gray has reported on this story for Time. And Eliza, how does this new study factor into the national conversation we're having about abortion?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. As a practical matter, this study doesn't change a whole lot about which women could get abortions today and in the future. It's more of a sort of political, emotional shift. You know, the Supreme Court has said that states can regulate abortion, i.e. prohibit it, after the infant is considered viable outside of the womb. And in 20 states, the state says a woman cannot get an abortion after the point at which her fetus is viable unless her health or life is at risk. And so in those states, it is possible that a doctor in consultation with a woman after that 20-week stage could maybe look at something like this and consider it. I do want to be clear, though, with the listeners that it's a really small number of providers that are even giving abortions after 20 weeks, and it's still going to be an individual case by case with a doctor and her patient.
And that's in part because the Supreme Court ruling doesn't say anything about defining what viability is, that it's left it's left to doctors and patients to decide.
Exactly. They do not create a week cutoff. But there are a number of states, about 11 of them, that have bans after 20 weeks. And the pro-life community would like to push more of these laws in other states, and this new breakthrough helps them make their case.
So it seems as if this new study may not necessarily have any immediate effect on actual laws, both at the state and national level. But what effect could it have, you know, on public opinion? Because you spoke with Burke Belch, who's the director of medical ethics for the National Right to Life Committee. He pointed to the fact that a lot of Americans, sort of their opinion is in the middle when it comes to abortion, and that a study like this could sway that public opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a tiny number of people who thinks abortion should never be legal. The New York Times Upshot did a poll on this, and only 12% of people actually thought that. It's actually a much larger number that believe that it should be legal in every circumstance. But when you drill down and ask people, well, should it be legal to abort your baby because you can't afford it? And then people say, oh, no, no, that shouldn't be legal. So actually, people do tend to sort of see that there should be some sort of regulation of abortion. And when you focus on the viability of the infant, when you focus on the fact that a fetus is a human life, you can shift the conversation to the reality of there being a baby there. And that's a powerful tool for the pro-life movement.
That's Eliza Gray of Time speaking with us. Eliza, thanks so much.
Thank you.